minutes after the second and final hour of the week. We're going to, you know what? I've had texters asking about golf and my thoughts there as far as this leaderboards with the Masters and everything. You're asking the wrong guy, but I will bring on Director of Operations at the Eaton Country Club. Kyle Merritt will join the show. And listen, I enjoy golfing. I'm terrible at it. But at the Eaton Country Club, man, that's where we go. That's where we go, Colbs. I'm ready to go like next week, man.
Get me out there.
Let's go. Let's try to get good.
Yeah.
So we can beat Tanner Schwent, who hosts NoCo Now.
Who golfs constantly.
Constantly golfs. We can't keep up with that, man. Golf is a pretty fun sport, man, even if you're terrible at it. It's good to...
It's just nice to be out there.
It's just nice to
really,
be out
You know, with the weather, the birds chirping.
That's what we resort to by the time we're about three holes, four holes in. You know what? We're outside, you know? Yeah. It's great.
There's beer.
So we'll bring Kyle Merritt on the program, talk to him. Our Power to Play Sports poll question is pretty simple, and I don't think it shouldn't be meant to rattle any cages. I just want to know, because I don't think... There's this idea that if you don't watch women's sports, you're sexist somehow. I mean, if it's for certain reasons, I suppose you could make that case. But, I mean, if you're just not entertained by it, that's one thing.
Exactly.
So the poll question is, do you watch women's sports? And so far, just at thewholeshow.com, our poll we're doing, 76% of the hooligans say no at this point. 24% say yes. I've had a lot of comments, too, saying, I watch, but B-Rad saying his sister played pro soccer. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Your take on this too, B-Rad. When I was talking about the judge situation, the federal judge rejected the players' claims that they were paid less than the men's national team's claims by the players of unequal working conditions based on travel conditions. I mean, this was what, last year? But travel conditions, charter flights, and all that. Well, the federal judge basically looked at all of this and said, you're actually getting paid. You're not getting paid as much as them because there's more money going to men's soccer, but you're getting paid, actually, you're getting paid a bigger piece of a smaller pie, essentially. And they're refuting that, and they're coming back. But the whole idea from yesterday, too, was the WNBA side of it. You know, Shaq was talking to Candace Parker on TNT, and he said, hey, oh, well, here's the clip. Listen to the clip. You can hear Candace Parker. She's already annoyed. She doesn't even want to talk to him. And I don't understand. Here it is.
10 years ago, the WNBA game was here. NBA game is here. Now it's here. I have a way to make it equal. Just listen to me now. You ready?
All right.
We've heard it.
Yeah, we've.
So in beach volleyball, the women's net is maybe half an inch lower. You think if we just lower the rim so y'all could dunk like we dunk, that'll give y'all more oomph than you already have?
No.
I mean, because listen, y'all are doing the step back, the pull back. Y'all doing everything we're doing, but I don't see a lot of people going up with two hands and, you know, back.
Oh, it's coming. Opportunity is a...
So you don't think if we just drop it to 9, 10
nah,
and a half?
I'll guarantee. Think, Layla, she's into dance, but my next child will be drop step dunking. I promise.
I don't know what she means by opportunity. They have the opportunity. The opportunity is not going to make you jump higher. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I looked it up yesterday, Colfax. Simple Google search.
Yep.
7 women have dunked the basketball since the WNBA was created. 7 women. And Shaq's, I mean, Shaq's a pretty simple, that's a pretty simple fix.
It's something.
Would dunking help women's basketball? I mean, I can't think it's going to hurt. But Candace Parker, who is one of those women that can dunk, by the way, her response is no. And annoying, like she's annoyed by it. No. Shaq's talking about plans here. In some way that they have a smaller basketball. So are they not cool with that either? They do play with a smaller basketball. I don't see what the issue is. And I don't think it's sexist to say, what if you lowered the rim so you could dunk it? You physically can't dunk it. Only 7 of the women can.
In the history.
In history.
Of the WNBA.
So Again, I didn't get to this as nearly as much as we wanted to yesterday. I got this text from Holly yesterday. It says, I think what a lot of people don't understand, that the women of the WNBA are not just complaining. They are and I'll agree. I don't think they're just complaining. I'm sure they're putting steps out there. They're trying, okay? She says, they're making a call to action from the public. They're gaining more support by bringing attention to a problem, and that is helping bring revenue and the pay they should each respectfully get. Now, you can't just say they should get that pay. Why? Why?
Because it has to be there in the first place.
Right. as a business, if you want me, 1310 KFK, to run an ad on your during your game that says, hey, listen to local sports talk, I'm going to go, all right, what's your viewership compared to the NBA's? Because I'm looking at both. I'm looking at both options. Well, how about this, Colfax? In 2019, the NBA Finals, just the Finals, brought in, as far as the viewers, 15.14 million viewers in the just the 2019 NBA Finals. In 2018, as the season overall for the WNBA, 231,000 views. The entire season, 231,000 compared to 15.14 million just in the finals. Those numbers are staggering. And you want equal pay. You want to be paid the same. It's not going to work. The math isn't there. The NBA brought in $7.4 billion in 2019. The WNBA brought in $60 million. $60 million compared to $7.4 billion. So when you say they should each respectfully get, no. The NBA gets a piece of a $7.4 billion chunk. The WNBA has to split $60 million. So there's no discussion here, folks. Right, wrong, doesn't matter. The viewers are telling you the story. Would more people watch if you dunked it? That is the problem that you need to fix. As far as saying, you know, we're bringing attention to a problem. They're not doing the same job. You say that, but they're not. And even if they are, they're doing the same job at a different level. I mean, if I'm a butler for Bruce Wayne, or if I'm a butler for Michael Kirkpatrick here, how much money, I'm doing the same things, but one place is probably going to pay me a heck of a lot more. Bruce Wayne is Batman, by the way, if you're not following.
And he's a billionaire.
And Michael is here at the radio station.
Probably be like a Mountain Dew or something.
I think he like lives in the basement.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I'm a butler for one of those two guys, which career is better for me? That's just the way it is. You can argue all day long, but sports fans, I don't know, I have a poll here, Colfax, but correct me if I'm wrong. More men are sports fans than women. Is that true?
I would wager that, yes.
I mean, our demographic here is a lot of men listen to this show, text into the show, win prizes, compete in our bracket challenges. Not to say women don't, but I could look at 100 people, 75 people that entered our bracket challenge, and I would wager off the top of my head that 65 of those are dudes.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, that's a lot why you hear that when you hear advertising on a sports radio station, you hear a lot of those ads that either appeal to men or like flowers. They're going to buy flowers that men are going to go to these places. So now you're saying, all right, we got to get people to watch sports. Will women watch sports? Women, do they watch a lot of sports? I don't know. I know more men watch sports than women. That's a fact. But at the end of the day, this whole idea that Candace Parker just shuts down and then Draymond Green says, you know, maybe he didn't say it right. Although when you listen to it, not read it,
yeah,
it's much better.
You know, he has this whole tweet thread, and if you just pick out what you want from the tweet, yeah, you can make him sound like a terrible, evil, sexist man.
Yeah, right.
But he's not. If you really pick apart his idea and listen to what he's saying. Again, the clip I found was like 5 minutes long. We played about a minute of it yesterday. He's just saying, why don't we come up with a way to attract an audience instead of just saying we don't get paid the same? Why don't we figure out a way to grow that fan base?
Right. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Doing something and not getting viewers and all this. It's like my argument about college sports, right? When I said I think that players should be able to make money off of their likeness, endorsements, whatever. Well, Brady, what about the players that aren't so popular? Tough cookies, my friend.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to pay the starting quarterback for if I'm Walmart and I want an autograph signing. Am I more likely to get the starting quarterback for the Rams or somebody that plays tennis? That's male women sports combined. Because in college, it's football and it's men's basketball. Those are the sports. Those are the ones that make money, and then it's everything else. McLean says, yes, this is Greeley. Of course, there's very little sports fans. I don't think Greeley has anything to do with it. Try doing a poll in Connecticut. You might get a different result. No, I don't think so. Watch a game and tell me what you see as far as the advertising. They are appealing to a male audience. How many of those pills ads do you see and hear about, right? Those pills, men's hair loss, Old Spice. Those are the commercials that are airing inside. Why? Because their metrics are showing that a male audience is watching more football. That doesn't seem, I'm not saying that women don't watch sports, but it's a fact. More men watch sports than women do. That's, I don't think that's sexist.
And I'd even wager that of the women that watch sports, most of those women watch men's sports as well.
Probably. The woman that cuts my hair is a diehard Chicago Bears fan. And that's all we talk about when I go get my hair cut. We're talking about the Bears and the Broncos and all that stuff. She eats, sleeps, and breathes the NFL.
Is that why you were all in on the Bears a couple years ago?
Yeah, she gave me the insight.
That was okay.
I just started going there. I wish that was why.
Okay.
trust me, I'm trying to be... I think that what Draymond Green's doing and what Shaq's doing, they want the viewership to be there. I want the viewership to be there. I just interviewed Lindsay Oates last week talking about volleyball. I want the whole community to go out and support all of these teams. But the reason that's our poll question is because I want to flat out see where you are. And what pills, says Noob? You know the pills. That's a lot of jokes in my head. Do you watch women's sports? 78% saying no, they don't. And that's on it's at thewholeshow.com. And trust me, I'm not trying to create a fight here. And I don't think Shaq saying lowering the rim. Like, why would you not consider lowering the rim? So you could dunk it. Candace Parker's response is, opportunity is a strange thing. What does that even mean?
It doesn't even mean anything.
I think that's an interesting thing. And then the fact that she says, oh, just wait, my daughter will be dunking. Great. Then you'd have eight. Yeah. Eight people dunking.
And I want to go back to this because McLean said it earlier in a text. And he said, I like to watch the WNBA because it's more of a team-oriented game as opposed to the NBA that's more, you know, one-on-one breakdown.
That's a great text.
And I think that's awesome. Like, market that thing.
Yes.
Make that part
instead
of your game.
Instead of just saying, hey, we can do just as good as them. No, say something different.
Say something different.
Do something different. Right. Texter, don't think the ads for pills, hair, etc. aren't aimed at women. Not the pills I'm talking about.
I mean, maybe. In a roundabout way.
Yeah, women help make many of those decisions for their men. Okay, I get that. Fine. But come on. What are we doing here? Are you really telling me, Texter, and the other Texter, that it's 50-50? That 50% of an audience for a football game is women? Are you really telling me that? If you are, then I'll start Googling stuff, because I don't think that, Colfax, I don't need to Google that. That's just the way it is.
The way it is.
Walk into any Buffalo Wild Wings during an NFL game. Count it out. See how many people are women and men. You tell me. I'm sorry, you guys. I don't shoot the messenger. This is just the way it is. The WNBA and other women's sports need to get what they're great at and market that. They do need to dunk. You need to dunk the basketball. That's basketball. It's like taking away the knockout punch in boxing. We all like to see knockouts, right? That's what you like to see more in boxing. You don't want it to end in a decision at the end, and it's just like Mayweather and Pacquiao just dancing around, barely hitting each other. You want to see somebody get hit in the jaw, knocked out. In basketball, why do you think Joker, they have a dunk counter on Joker now? Every time he dunks it, it's like a celebration. He rarely does it. But dunking is the thing in basketball. Dunks and three-pointers. So they can shoot three-pointers. Let's get the dunk in there. But Shaq makes that suggestion, and I'm pretty sure Candace Parker was just flat-out pissed that the idea, how dare you, of lowering the rim as if we're lesser than you. You can't jump as high. That is the fact, folks. I'm just trying. Okay, we got this text, and then we got to take a break. Dixon really wants this text out there. Revenue is the end-all be-all. End of story. Nobody wants to say it, but people just don't care as much about women's sports. They don't watch it. Sponsorship doesn't want to buy commercials, etc. I can't wait to watch the big Los Angeles Sparks versus Phoenix Mercury game tonight. Must-see TV, said no one ever. Well, according to the views that are in my hand right now, I mean, you don't have a lot. You just don't have a lot. And that's, you can be mad at that if you want, but I think this is why you need to have the discussion. Your average viewership in 2018 was 231,000 views. How do we increase that? Because if we increase that, we increase the $60 million in revenue. And then we could start spreading that out a little bit more. So that's what you have to figure out. And ignoring and shutting down any idea as if you're above that and it's beneath you to consider lowering the rim. I mean, that to me is just nuts. This is a great text. McLean says, people got mad at Shaq for saying lower the rim, but the NBA uses a smaller ball. This is a different version of rule changing to accommodate the performance. What did the NFL do? The NFL, who is the king of all sports, correct? They changed their rules because they know fans want to see offense. Fans want to see offense. So what are we going to do? We're going to take away, you know, you can't bump a guy past 5 yards down the field anymore. It used to be, you know, once the ball, if the ball is in the air, you can't touch him, but you could bump. Now you can't be very physical when you're guarding these receivers. Why? They made a rule change to get more viewers. That's simple, and it's not degrading. It's not a way of saying that, hey, you know, receivers weren't good enough, so we had to do it. No, they just want more points. The NBA, we talked about with Chris Dempsey yesterday, the NBA doesn't want their superstars sitting on the bench in foul trouble. So we kind of edit our rules a little bit for superstars. Yes, Colfax.
And also the play clock. Didn't they shorten that somewhat recently?
Yeah, well, if you get an offensive rebound, it's instead of resetting at 24, it resets at 14.
Keep the ball moving. Keep it
because you want to keep the ball moving.
Same thing.
So, and I listen, trust me, I don't watch a lot of WNBA. So I don't know if they've edited a lot of rules over the last few years, but every sport does it to make things a little bit easier or difficult for that matter. The NFL, and moving back the extra point. You have to edit your sports. You do. You have to look at what will gain an audience. And I think Shaq's idea is a good one. I've heard it a lot. I think that's a great idea, but it's met with a lot of anger, a lot of offense. 22 minutes after the hour. I'm going to take a quick break here. I'm going to bring on a golf expert. I mean, Kyle Merritt is the director of operations at the Eaton Country Club. Love that place. We're going to talk to him, get his thoughts on the Masters and, you know, what's going on out at the club. We'll talk to Kyle next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
It's a party. Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party. Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Hear Mornings with Gail. Weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado. And you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, Director of Operations at the Eaton Country Club, Kyle Merritt. And Kyle, we've had a lot of texts throughout the week asking about my thoughts, who I'm picking in the Masters here. I just realized that we've got this going on right now, Kyle. So I need to bring you in. I need to bring the expert in on what's your thoughts on the Masters, my friend?
Well, hey, it's a great weekend for golf right now. It started off pretty hot. You know, Justin Rose played an amazing back nine yesterday to really set the lead, and he gave some back today, so setting it up for a good weekend of golf down there in Augusta.
I saw Rory McIlroy like hit his dad. Is that true, Kyle? I think his dad.
The funny part was he said he was aiming for him, so that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty good, man. That's pretty damn good. How do you think? So Jordan Spieth's looking pretty solid in this thing. He's kind of remaining in the top.
Yeah, you know, coming off of a win last week, and wasn't quite sure he could keep the momentum going, but he's up there. You got him and Justin Thomas making a big push on the back nine today. To kind of set the leaderboard for the weekend, which should be an interesting day tomorrow with some potential weather coming in the afternoon, kind of maybe causing some headaches for those afternoon groups tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting for sure. Director of Operations Kyle Merritt over at the Eaton Country Club. And, man, Kyle, people were chomping at the bit, maybe more so than ever, to just get back out onto the golf course after the crazy 2020, 2021. And then we get that blizzard not too long ago. People just raring to go to get out and golf.
Absolutely. You know, we've seen it here every day that's halfway nice has been amazingly busy out here. And you're starting to see, you know, a huge popularity in golf again. You know, really took off last year with not a whole lot of, you know, hobbies to do. So it's fun to see in person, and it's fun to see people, you know, excited about the tournaments on TV as well.
Kyle, what kind of stuff? I know you guys had to make a few changes with 2020 when all the stuff hit, but what was that like? You know, just getting the ordinances and kind of what you're going to have to do. What was that like for you personally and for the Eden Country Club?
Oh, it was crazy. It was a day by day, almost hour by hour, trying to make decisions on if we were even going to be able to stay open. You know, we worked really hard with the state to allow us to stay open. They were really close to completely shutting down golf courses completely. And we had to fight hard to say, this isn't an office. You can't just turn the lights off and let it go. So we were lucky to be able to stay maintained, keep the grass in great shape, and to still have golfers out here. You know, there was a lot of changes early in the season. A lot of people weren't using carts and went back to walking. And luckily, the PGH had changed rules to allow people to leave the flag sticks in, so that kind of helps create some safer environments without having contact, you know, on the green. So it all kind of worked out well, and it was an interesting year for sure. It feels like a continuation still, though.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Talking to Kyle Merritt, Director of Operations at the Eden Country Club. So is it pretty much back to normal now for you guys, or what does the situation look like at this point?
Yeah, we're pretty much back to normal. You know, we put bunker rakes back out, ball washers. So it's really back to normal. There's a few people still are, you know, deciding to ride single in carts, but we anticipate go back to double rider carts and business kind of back to usual at the country club and courses across Colorado for sure.
Kyle, I also wanted to ask too, you guys got a new golf pro out there, am I right?
We do. Chris Williamson, he came to us from Ptarmigan. So it's been great to work with him and kind of see his visions and to get some new energy at the Eaton Country Club. So looking forward to hopefully getting some, you know, some steady weather here to kind of get going. It seems like every time we start running, we get another snowstorm or a week of wind. So maybe a little bit of moisture next week and then clear out and let's get back to the mid-70s and let's all get out and play golf.
I saw it was like snowing this morning on my way into town. It was strange. It was warm. It was kind of warm and then started to snow. And, man, I guess you guys just have to be ready for everything.
Yes, we are constantly changing. Whenever you are trying to maintain a property and Mother Nature is your biggest variable, it makes it pretty tough. We kind of fly by the seat of our pants sometimes.
Kyle, what would you if you had to give me a tip, our listeners, as far as what to expect out at the Eden Country Club? Is there any tips or anything you can give our listeners today?
Yeah, so our greens are pretty speedy on the regular basis, so you want to make sure that you keep your approach shots below the hole. You do not want to be putting downhill, especially if you get a little north wind and it's blowing downhill. You are going to be in trouble. So really dial in those chips and those approach shots to make sure that you can have an uphill putt, because that's about the only way you can assure a two putt for sure out here.
Kyle, what's the best way folks are thinking, they're thinking, all right, you know what, I want to get a membership, I want to get involved. What's the easiest way to go about doing it?
You can find us at our website, edencc.net, or you can reach us at the pro shop, which is 454-2587, and Chris can help with all membership questions.
I love it, man. I have so much. Like I said, I'm terrible at golf. Colfax is pretty terrible. We're both pretty terrible, but we we love going out there. We had a chance to really get out there throughout the summer.
I make sure I get out of the way.
Did you see when the ball almost hit me in the face one time? I did a matrix hit, man. I felt like Keanu Reeves out there.
It was an impressive trick shot. I think you need to take that to YouTube or something.
You're exactly right. I meant to do that. I did not do that on accident. I'm just happy if I can, get it out in front of me a little bit rather than just like rolling off my foot. That's usually my first goal.
Yeah, that's it. Just get it to the fairway and just just keep poking it down and keep moving, and then it'll start kind of all coming together for sure.
You guys do golf lessons. Speaking of that, you do lessons and everything too, right?
We do. Chris, that's probably one of his biggest skill sets is lessons, something he's really passionate about. So he'll be bringing a new approach to education to Eaton CC, and he's really getting excited for some different women's groups, and then also our junior program will start up in June, which is always popular.
Yeah, well, and I got to say this too. Last year, things were a little crazy for us too. We didn't do high school football as quickly as we thought. We ended up doing some golf broadcasts, and you guys were so amazing hosting several of those high school tournaments, and it was great to be out there. So many young golfers that normally don't get a lot of that press. It was so much fun. So we really appreciate you guys making it so easy for us to be out there.
Oh no, we appreciate you guys coming out and shining a light on some of our talented local golfers here in Northern Colorado.
Yeah, now you guys keep up the great work, my man. We're gonna try to get out there pretty soon. So yeah, you might want to get your popcorn.
I'll hide.
Kyle, anything else, man? Before we let you go.
No, who's your pick for the weekend?
Jordan Spieth, man. I'm just gonna go. Right. I'm gonna go Jordan Spieth, right? I mean, it's a safe bet, right?
I like it. I'm going with Justin Thomas. So. We got some guys in the hunt for sure.
All right, man. Well, we'll hang in there. We'll see. We'll see where we stand in a couple of days.
Sounds good. Always nice talking to you, Brady.
All right, you too, my man. Kyle Merritt, Director of Operations at the Eden Country Club. Put me on the spot, man. I'll be real honest. I was just thinking of the first one I knew. McLean. Let me see. I got a couple of texts here I want to get to that I haven't touched. Beginner's luck texting in. Honestly, I don't. Oh, he's kind of hitting me with a potpourri of everything. Honestly, I don't watch much women's sports. Can't blame Nolan for being a competitor. I think all went south when we lost DJ. Took a bat out of the lineup that would either put pressure on a pitcher in front of Nolan or behind him. I think his deal may have brought on Nolan's distaste. Maybe. I mean, that was a big player. McLean texting in. We should have several basketball leagues with several differences in rules and format of seasons. Then we would have a good idea of what works and what fans like to see. We're running the same experiment over and over every year. Let's get an alternate version of the NBA and see how it does or what we learn from it. I don't see it happening, though. The NBA is a monopoly like the rest of pro sports. Yeah, like Kyrie Irving, remember? He came out and said he was going to start his own league or something. And they've tried, you know, like the NFL. They keep, and I know you're hopeful about
The XFL,
because now The Rock and his ex-wife like are running that thing now, right? I just, if I'm a betting man, I just don't see any of those things really landing. And I'm talking landing. I'm talking $7.4 billion. That's, I mean, like to arrive as a pro sports team or college, whatever. I mean, look at the money that goes into it because of the eyeballs that are watching the games.
I don't think it's an experiment anymore. I think they've figured it out. You know?
Yeah, I see, it does work. Like, the NFL works. Yeah. The NBA works. The NHL kind of works. I don't know if they're growing their audience, but we've talked about the NHL a lot as far as how can they market to a more of that casual fan. We've talked about that. Major League Baseball, it's struggled over the years, and we said, hey, they need to doctor up the rules. The MLB is terrible at that, changing rules up, although they've been trying to the last couple of years, but... They're terrible at that. Humble Gary. The level of entertainment in sports lies on a spectrum, just as MLS is lower on the spectrum than the top of European League in terms of entertaining soccer, much is the same as the comparison between the NBA and WNBA. I don't really get how this is an issue. What would be said if players in the Cactus League demanded equal pay as players in the MLB? What if the top player in the MLS shouted out that he should be paid as much as Ronaldo? They would all be laughed at. They aren't paid less because they're women. They're paid less because their product is far less entertaining. Shaq suggesting a possible way to make their league more entertaining is more productive than screaming about sexism and painting yourself as a victim. That's exactly right. That's a great text. It's not about, again, just like I talk about with everything, Colfax, it doesn't mean there's no sexist people out there. But that's not what the core of this argument is about. Now, if women's soccer is bringing in the same amount of views, the same amount of money as far as sponsorships, and the women's soccer league just doesn't start paying, yeah, then you probably have an issue. The NFL has had that issue. That's why they have the collective bargaining agreement every 5 or 6 years. We talk about canceling the season, going on a lockout. It happens. It's not just women that do it. Men do it. How many lockouts has the NHL been in the last 30 years? Three? The NFL kind of went on a lockout a few years ago when they missed one of the preseason games. But that was to get their collective bargaining agreement done. Same with the NBA. So that's where you go with it. I mean, but you got to get the views at the end of the day, and being productive is what's going to help. I mean, I saw an ad last year for WNBA, and it was just, you know, it was just a regular commercial inside ESPN, and it just said the slogan was "Watch me work." And it's like, I don't even get that. Like, and it was more of this ad that was like, "Hey, NBA is almost over. Basketball's not over. You're going to get this exact same product." Basically, that was kind of what the ad was. And then it was "Watch me work." And it's like, that's not a great marketing campaign. The WNBA has even admitted, we have a marketing problem. Just like you said, McClain's talking about how much he loves team basketball. Market that. Blow that up. Make it a big deal. Dunk the basketball. But Candace Parker, no. Opportunity's a strange thing. What does that even mean? You just lost your argument. I think you guys should lower the rim so you can dunk like we do. No. No? No. Trust me, my daughter will be dunking. Great. You got one more. That would be number 8. 40 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I think for the most part, we've handled this conversation fairly well. Hooligans aren't there. I mean, you're honestly coming out at this talking about what would work, what could help. And I think that, you know, by the way, we did look up the stats. So NFL is 60-40 is about what they wager is the male versus female viewership of the NFL. That's kind of what you thought?
That's about what I was thinking.
I was probably going to go a little higher, 65-70 even, but 60-40 is a pretty big number. So
that's a gap. It's not 50-50.
No, it's not. It's not 50-50. No. And if you tell me 60% of your demographic is male, then yeah, then I'm advertising my any kind of male products or whatever. It would make sense for me to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think this whole conversation is an interesting one because you're talking about growing a sport. You know, I've talked about the NHL growing their sport more than I ever have. Talking about the WNBA or some of those other sports. But I just think that, yeah, there's a lot of things that go into it. Why is the NFL king? It's just the game. It's the design of the game.
Game, the promotion, the teams,
the
stars,
week, the buildup. You have the Nuggets play every other night. I'm a Nuggets guy, and I'll watch, there's 72 games, I'll watch probably 65 of them. But not a lot of people are like that. The NFL builds anticipation, builds up to Sunday.
You don't miss a Bronco game.
You don't miss a Bronco game.
You almost don't miss an NFL game.
No.
If it's on TV on Sunday.
Because it's once a week.
Yeah.
You know, now, you know, it's one team a week. But
right.
Thursday night football, Sunday football, Sunday night football, Monday night football. Like, it's a brand. They've just blown it up. It's an absolute monster brand. So, yeah, the game, the stars. The way they do it. The NBA, they market very well. They market their players extremely well. Their marketing's probably the best. They just don't have the sport. Basketball's a fun sport, but football is collectively, Americans agree that football's just more fun to watch. Baseball was America's pastime. They didn't make a lot of edits, you know, as the season progressed. The NBA has made a lot of edits. Hey, you know, we don't want offensive rebounds to take. You know, when you get to an offensive rebound, we don't want to take forever. We want to move the ball around, cut the shot clock down. I think the WNBA should absolutely consider lowering the rim. I mean, it'd be one thing if I Googled that yesterday and I found that 50 women in the league now can slam dunk the basketball. But I Googled it, and it's 7 in their history.
And it was in the 90s when it was formed?
Yeah, I think the mid-90s, yeah. So it's time to edit your game.
Yeah, if you're not willing to take into consideration editing your game to make it more exciting, then you're not being honest with yourself and what the actual problem is.
Yeah, and going back to soccer, they had a hell of a... I mean, that was amazing. People were watching women's soccer a lot. I'm sorry, this is an unpopular opinion with some of you, but they got extremely political. Megan Rapinoe got extremely political. Brady, that's important. Not to everybody. There's a lot of people that just want to be entertained and watch sports and not think about politics. It doesn't mean you're a terrible human being. I always say this, you know, because people, we need our outlets. You need your outlets away. I told you I like to read a lot. I like to read a lot, like, just to take me away, fiction. Though it's the same thing with sports. If I'm reading a fiction novel that's based in the, you know, the 1300s, and then suddenly they interrupt with, oh, by the way, who are you voting for in 2021? I mean, I'm going to be like, what the hell is this? So it all, like, that hurt their momentum, I'm sure. I don't have any numbers to back that up, but I'm sure that hurt their momentum, for sure. 49 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break, and we'll wrap up the show. We got Rockies, Giants coming up at in the 2 o'clock hour, so we're looking forward to that. All right, short break here. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We'll be right back.
The Live United 1310-a-thon is on April 22nd. Donate up to $100, and you could win a signed Von Miller helmet. Go to unitedway-weld.org/1310-a-thon or text KFKA, all caps, to 26989. The Power Trip, weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Don't forget, Rockies, Giants coming up at, we'll get pregame coverage for you in about a minute. We're going to send it over to the fellas there, Rockies Radio Network. And with the game time, first pitch, I think, is going to be 2:35. And Gombert's going, Colfax. So we get to see him go at it. That's the guy we got for trading old Fuentes' cousin. So I'm pretty excited to see what happens there. All right, great discussion this week, guys. We'll be back at it on a Monday. Let's go, Rockies. Can we make it 3 in a row? Good night, Northern Colorado.